Thomas Mueller coming to the Vancouver Whitecaps. We talk about that. We talk about why DePaul was just excited that I said Whitecaps. We also talk about whether is this the right move or not. Should we do it? Is this putting booties in them seats?
And we talk about MLS discovery rights. I know you wanted the sexiest topic possible, so we got into that. And we have to figure out what is Serena Wiegman's obsession with Burna Boy.
It's Serena. Damn.
All this and more today on The Cooligans. Alexis, I don't know how much WNBA you watch, but yesterday was a wild moment in WNBA history. I don't know if you saw this. A fan at a game between, I believe it was the wing. I don't remember this. I just saw the clip, but you must have seen this. Did you see what the fan threw in the middle of the game? The game was like tied at 75.
No.
50 seconds left. We're going to have to just get Alexis's reaction. Carter,
this is for the audio anyway.
No, so, yeah. go to CJ0 on Blue Sky. Go to Blue Sky.
Somebody threw something onto the court?
Onto the court in the middle, right in the towards the end of the game. CJ0. Right there. The word zero. CJ Fogler, right there. And just scroll down a little bit. No, not this one. Go back. So yeah, scroll down a little bit more. This is also another one. one of the right there. Make this full screen, right there. Watch this.
All right. So this is. Is that a tennis ball, or was that a dildo? Someone threw a dildo.
They threw a dildo, and this is the Atlanta and Vegas. Who's playing? Atlanta and Valkyries.
That's our friend.
That Renee. And they threw, someone threw a bright green neon dildo.
You can't miss it. Picked it up with gloves and a towel.
Right. Which obviously you don't know where it's been.
No.
So you want to be a little bit.
You got to know where it's been if you want to know where you're about to go. You know, that's what I always say.
I've never seen anything like this. It's also, I mean, look. I just want
to do this at an NBA game, bro. I want to see what the reaction might be.
I just want to say preface this, which this is wrong. This is unacceptable. Should not be done. The person should be banned. They shouldn't be allowed to another game. But this is hilarious,
it
right?
It is hilarious. Also, what's the scenario by which this happened? Did they figure out who did it? Like, was this like some type of protest or something?
I don't think it'd be an interesting. It's a free Palestine dildo.
Right. Yeah. What I think happened was, I think there was like a couple or something, or maybe like a mom and like a early 20s daughter.
Okay.
And the early 20s daughter opens her purse and the mom goes, "Yo, what's that?" And she's like, "Nothing," and launches it. What are you talking about? I didn't have anything. That was four tennis balls, one of which had veins.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've never seen anything like something like this did happen. Didn't something like this happen a couple years ago? I don't remember where, but you go any stadium you go to, you got to go through security. They check. Obviously, if there's, I guess there was no metal inside the dildo.
No, so no. It was like very floppy.
Metal dildo.
Yeah, it was very floppy. That one's more of a vinyl, maybe? Rubber? Is rubber comfortable?
Nylon?
I don't know what the materials they used were.
But truly one of the most hilarious and disrespectful things I have ever really seen. And if you watch all the other tweets and stuff on Blue Sky, the reaction of the players is also really funny because nobody was.
First of all, in soccer, sometimes there's those crosses like across the ground, like not across over the.
Like a driven shot.
Yeah, across the face of the goal. And you're like, how did that not hit anyone? Right, this is the first basketball example I've ever seen of that.
There's 10 people there. You can't hit one person with the dill.
Nobody got hit with the dill. The dill just bounced along.
So, this is a... initially, you're like, you don't know how to feel.
Yeah. By the way, I'm not complaining that it didn't hit anyone. That would have been worst case scenario.
I mean,
you take a dill to the face.
The embarrassment of a dill. killed though, flopping on somebody's face. And, you know, they catch it in 4K, 120 frames per second.
Yeah.
Not a good look. So I'm glad it didn't hit anybody.
Here's what I want to hear. I want to see. Put the camera at the Lost and Found when somebody shows up at the end of the game like, hey, real quick. I don't know if
my daughter, she threw.
Yeah. I saw her deal for the first time. She kind of freaked out. She's a little embarrassed.
But, you know, so shout out to the WNBA. Yeah. The players,
shout out to Dildo Makers. That is a well-made dildo. That didn't break at all.
It didn't break. It carried, too.
Fully got some
distance. I mean, and also, Renee Washington, who's been on the show, I love that the 6 degrees of separation. There's only 1 degree of separation between us and that dildo.
The dildo is we're closer to that dildo than we are David Beckham.
100%. So shout out to WNBA. Pay them what they're worth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, they got to deal with nonsense like this. All right. Welcome to the Cooligans, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Hey, I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are here as always on Yahoo Sports. Part of your day, part of your week. Excited to be
back. You know what? Send us a message. What's the routine by which you listen to us? Is it on your way to work? Is it on the way home? Is it by yourself?
Yeah, and in a bubble bath.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Candlelight.
Are you clothed or unclothed when you listen to us?
Okay. Let us know in great detail.
Yeah. Exactly. As descriptive as possible.
I want it to be like one of those trashy novels. Yeah.
Like, I'm there with you.
Okay. By candlelight and, you know, your hair is resting on your shoulder, yeah, whatever, duh. You know, give the specifics.
Laying on a horse.
we have a lot of topics to cover today, especially in Major League Soccer, and because a lot of people are joining this league, okay? So we have to welcome them aboard quite nicely. So let's start today.
Yeah, why don't we talk about it?
Let's
huh?
go.
Because Thomas Muller reportedly is set to join Vancouver Whitecaps.
Mm.
So Thomas Muller's coming to MLS. So he's leaving Europe. Did he leave Europe too soon? Is this the right time? Could he have gone elsewhere? Is he even a big signing for MLS? This is the top topic.
Let's get into it.
This is the top topic.
So, first of all, when I saw the announcement, and you see the images of him in a Whitecaps jersey and all that stuff. The club hasn't officially announced it, but Tom Bogert says the deal is done. Fabrizio also, I'm sure quote tweeted Tom Bogert.
Yeah, he got here we Bogert.
He got here we bow. So my initial thoughts are like, oh, he's a bit, how old is he? 35, 36, something like that. He's up
I believe
there.
He's 34.
So he's up there, but he's also not a guy that, you know, as far as like, he's not going to necessarily put butts in seats, but as far as getting a solid veteran presence on your team, I mean, there's few players in the world that you could even, sign essentially. And he's just I don't think it's not going to work. I'm not worried about it, but it's a little bit, it's puzzling mainly because the Whitecaps never sign anybody where anybody gets excited about.
No, they've never even attempted.
It's not
to
even
sign
like,
someone.
Hey, you know, you heard of this guy? You've never heard of that guy.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Whitecaps.
They're like, we got a new DP, and you're like, you pull up your phone, and be like, spell his name slowly, because I'm gonna look him up.
I don't think my keyboard doesn't got those characters.
You know what? I don't get Google in Cyrillic. So for some reason, I'm not getting the information.
And that's not a slight on them. That's the kind of business that they do. And they've been...
They signed a bunch of nobodies, is what we're saying, in the past.
They've made it work. They have some decent seasons.
Have they?
So they've had, especially this season, it's a good season, right?
Yeah.
They're
more famous for who they sold than that. This is part of my conspiracy theory.
Mm.
Okay? Because remember, Vancouver Whitecaps, wonderful team. You know? But they're probably most known, up until this moment, they're most known for who they sold, and that's Alphonso Davies.
Right, Bayern Munich left back.
That's right. Ooh, wait a minute. Bayern Munich.
Mm.
And remember, a little while ago, there was a podcast that he was on, and he was talking about Thomas Muller. Do we have the audio? Can we pull that up?
Yeah.
Let's pull that up, because I think this is important if we're going to round it all out. We're going to pull all the red string together.
Like, you know, Neymar dribbling, blah, blah, blah. they think that's what it takes to be a professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing is, it's like Thomas. Thomas is a good Thomas for me. He's a good player for the example. He's not very fast. He's not very good at dribbling, but his IQ and touches to get away from players is so good. It's like how is he a like before I came to Bayern, like just watching like as a fan, I'm like, bro, how's this guy's a professional? Mm-hmm. He's not fast. He doesn't do skill. You know, like you see all these skill shows and you see people doing all these fancy tricks and kids think like, okay, you need to be like this good to be a professional. It's all about the little details. Mm-hmm. Two touch, play. If your ability to play two touch and your first touch is so clean, I swear, nobody can touch you on the pitch.
Yeah.
Like some kids, when they see like, you know, Neymar this dribbling.
So he's glazing Thomas Muller.
Sure.
He used to play for the Vancouver Whitecaps. Thomas Muller is coming MLS and he goes to the Vancouver Whitecaps. Alfonso Davies, basically the best GM in MLS, is what
GM,
I'm saying.
He's his agent, maybe. Yeah,
he's the sporting director.
You obviously, Mueller has been in conversation with Alfonso Davies. So that's why it's kind of a shock because, you know, everybody, the first thought is probably like, you know, an LAFC or, you know, the big sort of market. But when you think of Thomas Muller, you don't necessarily think of like, flashy. I need to be where the bright lights shine the most. You know what I mean?
I don't picture him the same way I do like DePaul or Zlatan. Right.
Yeah. Have you seen now I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't know if it's AI or not, but there's a video of Rodrigo DePaul next to Messi when Inter Miami played against FC Cincinnati, and the camera's on Rodrigo DePaul and he's like grinding his teeth a little bit, and it's one of the things I'm like, I don't even know if it's real.
You know what they're suggesting.
I know what they're suggesting.
Yeah.
but when you think of Rodrigo DePaul, that like kind of lifestyle,
right? If you're a little bit older, remember when you would see like you'd see like Bobby Brown, you'd be like, why is his jaw always so, kind of off to the side a little bit? Same thing.
I'm assuming you can't be a footballer and actively do cocaine.
No,
okay?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's not happening.
The thoughts that Christian Polanco is saying on his podcast.
I'm just saying that's what the internet is saying. Yeah. I'm saying that's not what he's doing.
No, but I think it's AI. Allen Iverson is selling cocaine.
So him going to the Whitecaps, I think, is...
DePaul was like, Whitecap? Oh, that's the name of the team. Never mind. We going skiing?
Maradona's favorite club. Him going to Whitecaps, I think now we can start thinking about what is he going to look like on the team. Like Alfonso Davies talking about him like that. And I love, you know, he's showing him respect, but he's also being like, he ain't fast. He can't dribble.
Yo, my man's not even paying attention, bro.
My man's like, I don't even know how you are professional footballer. Yeah. I'm faster than you and all this other stuff. But that is the fundamentals to his game, right? He just does the little things so correctly and so right that this is why he will always get minutes on any team in the world.
It's like, I forgot who it is, but there's one of those, it's a clip from the overlap that goes viral all the time. And I forget who Paul Scholes is talking about. I believe for some, it's like Busquets-ish, right? Sure. And he said, if people who know football watch this player and think it's electric, you know what I mean? To watch him, it's considered boring, but it's in those little movements. A player like Thomas Muller coming to MLS, I'm going to agree with you. I don't think he puts butts in seats. I don't think he's going to be a ticket sale. I don't think people are going to... Maybe there's Bayern Munich fans in every city that are going to come see him, and there's going to be a little bit of a bump up in ticket sales. But for the most part, I don't think this is going to be like Messi, where, oh my God, everyone's got to go see Thomas Muller play. I don't think so. I also don't know if he even makes the team much better. I do think the lasting impression that Thomas Muller will leave in this league, if he stays for a couple of years, is that he's going to be able to teach the next generation of midfielders how to like calm down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to do all the crazy stuff. It's about making the right choices, closer to like what Busquets is doing. You know, there's a clip of, I forget who it was. I think it was Prince Boateng, if I'm not mistaken, when he goes to play with on the same team as Pirlo. Okay. And he's like, he had just come from England. Yes, yelling. He's like, I'm open. I'm here. Pass this way. He's like, that's how we do it in England. We always talking to each other. And Pirlo, who doesn't know English, gets someone who understands English and goes to translate. He goes to him. He's like, hey, be quiet. Like the defender will now also know you're open. If you keep yelling, I'm open. If you're open, I will see you.
Right.
And that is like the level of Andrea Pirlo's like, buddy, I got it. You don't have to yell. Stop letting the defender know you're open. Be quiet. I think that's kind of like what Thomas Muller will do, is add that extra layer of like, relax. You know, if you have two defenders coming this way, you don't have to run as hard as you want that way. You have to take one touch this way or one touch that way. And that will give you enough time to look up. And if you check your shoulders, you've done the work, you know where everyone is, you can make a decision. That to me is what I think Thomas Muller, especially this should be good for the U.S. men's national team, because one of the midfielders is Sebastian Berhalter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looked good enough in the Gold Cup to, I think, be a part of the squad. Having Thomas Muller there to sort of usher you forward, be, you know, give you some tutelage, is only going to make him better. Now, I don't know if that necessarily makes him the starter come World Cup. I'm not saying that. I don't think it makes him the best midfielder in the world. But you would...
You're going to learn a couple things.
Yeah, you pay a lot of money to get Thomas Muller to be there for every training and go, yo, you're doing it wrong.
Right. My only concern is, like, I think of... like Sergio Busquets, and I think Muller will probably have a similar type of role, just in the midfield. Maybe not as he's not going to be like an eight, but he's going to be a holding mid. That's my best guess. I know
he's going to be an holding mid, bro.
I know he kind of plays striker sometimes for Bayern. I can't imagine that is what they're going to ask him to do. But Busquets is a great example. Who another player who has the technical facet of the game just down pat. He knows what he's doing, but Inter Miami are put in situations where they have to defend like absolute maniacs.
So you need to supply him with speed around him.
Well, that's the thing. Vancouver are probably in a better situation because they don't also have players that are 36, 37, 38 years old on their team. It looks like the average age is about like 28, 29. So it's a pretty young
They are a very young team.
Squad. Yeah. So it's an interesting decision for Vancouver to bring in Thomas Muller. And it's also an interesting decision for Thomas Muller to go to Vancouver, right? I'm excited that Thomas Muller is in the league and we get to watch him.
Agent Davies, bro.
I don't want sort of what happened to like Bastian Schweinsteiger to where it was just like not great. Chicago is a much different project than...
Yeah,
than,
their DPs have like pretty consistently been...
Right. So I'm hoping... Right, so can we get Tom Bogert's tweet on the screen so we can get just the details? But the one thing I know, he got... there was a $400,000 in GAM that Cincy will receive because they had his discovery rights. The agreement is in principle... and Vancouver Wild finalizing. Okay, so yeah.
And we'll talk about the 400 gram in a second. Yeah, because there's some rules there. But I guess in this situation, so he's a DP, he's not a DP yet, but apparently he will be next season.
He will be, I believe, TAM this year and then DP next year.
So they're getting him for a steal and they're having a relatively good season. I believe they're in fourth in the West. We can confirm that.
Yeah.
They're having a fairly they're in second place in the West. Sorry. They're having a really good season. I believe they're in fourth in the Supporters Shield. Maybe that's what I'm looking at. But we're looking at their season and saying, is this the player that puts them over the top? And I know the question is, does this make them title favorites? But I don't foresee this being the move that immediately makes me think they're better than Miami. They're better than...
Well, they beat Miami in CONCACAF.
Sure, so. but in a playoff situation with MLS Cup on the line.
Sure. I don't know. I think I haven't seen enough from Miami to maybe because Miami hasn't been playing in those playing CONCACAF Champions Cup and while playing in the league, because they had a little bit of a slow start, or they just had some bad results early on in the season.
Right.
So are they? I think the Whitecaps are title contenders. Without Thomas Muller,
I think they're Western Conference title contenders. I don't know if they're MLS Cup title contenders just yet, because to me, you have to be like Philly. Philly's in first place on the East. I still don't really consider them title contenders because you haven't proven it to me when push comes to shove. You know, MLS, you need to be able to catch momentum towards the end of the season. It's smart to bring in signings now.
Sure.
I think that's smart, right? Get it out of the way of like learning. And once you really have cohesiveness, now starts you know, MLS playoffs. But think about the stalwarts who are having a good season. Nashville having a pretty good season. Your FC Cincinnati's who are having a very good season. Play teams like that that you know they can put it together defensively. You know, yeah, they can play well in the playoffs. Are those the teams that do you think all of a sudden Whitecaps now jump over those teams in your mind come playoffs?
I think they have the potential to. I don't have any real reason to doubt them. I think they are good enough as
you
is.
You said their average age is 28. That's pretty young.
Yeah, yeah.
Lack of experience, although, yeah, now you're bringing Mueller. That's certainly the most experience.
I feel like the last few games, they've looked not in the form that they started the season in, but I don't think there's any real reason to worry. I think overall, it'll be a net positive for them. And
that I agree.
And then from the business side, because Vancouver, you know, there's murmurs of moving the team.
They were up for sale supposedly last year. Sure. And here we go.
They have to go up against motocross and their playoff games get moved and all this other stuff.
They got to get their own stadium.
They just signing a player of this caliber and cachet, I think just does something for the sporting side of the team.
I agree.
And then kind of just helps with whatever is, you know, Don Garber was talking at MLS All-Star about them basically efforting getting a new stadium because they're playing at BC Place has become an issue and there aren't enough available dates and they get bumped and all this other stuff. So, I think Vancouver Whitecaps have a lot to be happy about. And it's also, this is the first time we've spoken about the Vancouver Whitecaps for 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like in all
the one years. Thing I will say, though, is I think his career in Europe was mostly over. He would have been riding the bench anyway, at least for a contender in Champions League. So this is smart.
We'll see. I mean, he has to play well or it's not going to look good for his own career. And then if he does play well, it's going to be like, oh, look, MLS. Look at the level. You know, this we're sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't with this. All right. Let's take a quick break because we have to talk about, we mentioned those discovery rights for Thomas Mueller.
Yeah. There's some stuff that's come to light.
And yeah, and apparently Jermaine Jones has a lot to say about it. So we'll talk about that right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Just a quick announcement because we're excited. We're going to be in Atlanta this weekend. I know some people have been going to summer series matches and stuff like that. I went to the one at MetLife, but
look at
the Hooligans are going to be hosting an Everton in the USA event in Atlanta. Atlanta Sunday, August 3rd. We're going to be doing a blues brunch quiz. It's really fun. So we're going to be hosting this and a lot of Everton supporters are going to be hanging out in the morning of the match. So they're going to be playing Manchester United later that evening at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Hang out with us.
It's going to be at Hudson Grill Midtown and it's going to be at 10 a.m.
Exactly. Early, bright and early.
What are the Cooligans like at 10 a.m.? Come find out at Hudson Grill.
Exactly. So
someone else is going to be hosting the trivia, but we're going to be... Again, interrupting. We're going to be interrupting a lot. We're going to be making crude jokes at 10 a.m.
And there's going to be some Everton legends there well, some surprise guests. So come through.
Probably the biggest Everton legend is Christian Pulisic.
Exactly. I mean, everybody knows me as that. I didn't get this tattoo for no reason.
He forces it. It's on his lower back.
But it's also going to be $10. And that includes a drink. It also includes a draw for to win prizes and stuff like that. And you can participate in the quiz as well. So come through. Hudson.
We're coming back to ATL, baby.
Exactly. Hudson Grill, Sunday, August 3rd, 10 a.m. Go to our socials if you want.
Hudson Grill Midtown. If you don't have wings on your menu right now for brunch, please add it before we get there.
Okay. All right. Let's get to these MLS discovery rights.
Have you seen what Jermaine Jones is posting on social media?
Jermaine Jones has been we have this Cooligans folklore when it comes to Jermaine Jones. He is very much a part. He's like he's alive and well, but the spirit of Jermaine Jones lives in this studio.
Yes.
So
when he talks, we listen.
Exactly. So he had something to say about his German homie, Thomas Mueller, because Thomas Mueller was he saw that FC Cincinnati were in the negotiations with Vancouver Whitecaps about those discovery rights. And let's pull up what Jermaine Jones said. Alexis, you want
to
read that?
Yeah. So once again, we've gone to Jermaine Jones's stories and are making an entire segment out of it. Jermaine Jones wrote over what is a photo of a news article. It's a screen cap of a news article about Thomas Mueller coming to MLS. He said, this rule has to change. How can FC Cincinnati now ask Mueller to play for them or demand money when he clearly wants something else? This is exactly what happened to me back in 2014. Chicago Fire were the first to reach out and we had an agreement. I was excited. Then suddenly I was told it wouldn't happen because the league and the Kraft family had a behind the scenes deal that the next U.S. men's national team player had to go to New England. When I pushed back, the league told Frank Yallop and me, quote, we'll make it look like a blind draw between Chicago and New England. But let's be honest. It was never a fair process. From the beginning, the league had already decided I was going to the Revs. Players deserve transparency and the right to choose. No backroom deals. Again, everything I just said was this story that Jermaine Jones posted, which, again, it's a lot of allegedly.
Right.
But he's saying that there was a backroom deal. And we've heard of this before, that team like, men's national team, like, all right, well, if you got a men's national team player come back to the league,
right,
another team comes. And it looks like New England was next to bat. He ended up going there.
I had a good career there.
He helped them, came in midseason, helped them get to the finals. If I'm mistaken,
I think so, yeah.
Sure, yeah. So clearly had a good run there, but he had a deal worked out with Chicago already. Now, everywhere else in the world, a team calls you and says, we want to sign you. You work out a deal. They say, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Manchester United can't call Gyökeres and go, sorry, you got to go here, not Arsenal.
Exactly. So the statement here about the, we'll make it look like a blind draw. That's really
the biggest highlight.
And this is something that for years we all sort of thought this and or thought that it was a possibility.
Even people have written articles just kind of openly assuming this is what's happening. Sure. Is like these, we'll make it look like a blank, but it's a blank.
And this is something we're sort of used to within FIFA when it comes to who gets the World Cup,
right?
The Champions League draw, the warm balls,
yeah,
blah blah blah. This is we all sort of know this, but for a player to specifically we don't know if it's true or not, but this is what he is saying. He is the player that was involved in this situation, so you would assume that there's some accuracy or some truth to what he is saying. And I think this speaks to a different time in Major League Soccer where there were less eyes on the league. And this is how they wanted to handle their business, and because they wanted certain markets to not, you know, you dwindle or get less interest. And also the Kraft family is quite influential when it comes to American sports.
Yeah. If you don't believe me, find out what day is the DC World Cup game.
So Jermaine Jones kind of saying this, it sort of, you know, stokes again the conversation about discovery rights and like, why do we still need
really
them?
Not just that. I think it shines a light on all of these, like, I don't want to call them MLS rules. I'm going to call them MLS mechanisms. You know, all of these, you know,
MLS rules. All right.
What was the reference?
Just a little guitar.
Oh.
With a Z, you know what I mean?
MLS.
It's just very cool, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah. Cool. Sunglasses dropping the show. By the way, every producer's staring at
everybody
Christian,
just left,
trying to figure out what he means by that. But no, sometimes, look, yeah, we all got bad jokes, buddy, and you got to marinate in them.
Hey, man, I'm just here to have a good time.
Yeah. I think this brings to light, and this should stoke the conversation of, why do we need all these stupid rules? Remember when I got yelled at after a press conference because I said, hey, why even have a cap? What's the point of all this?
Right.
Why make more rules to protect the idea of a cap and still allow teams to go by players when we could just like stop it? Like I've said from before, Inter Miami should not have been punished for paying Blaise Matuidi more money. First of all, my favorite name in all of soccer history. Mm-hmm. And also not the player that you think deserves all this extra crazy money that you want to get in trouble for. But if teams want to go out and spend more money, they should be allowed to.
Well, yeah. Well, the rules are in place, so they should have been punished, and that was the right decision.
Yes, but like when we're looking at it from a bird's eye view, it's stupid to punish a team because they want to go out and acquire better players. That is the role of a football club is to go out and get better players so that you win and the fans are happy and you get a parade. And so all of these things are kind of dumb. And I get that, yes, you want to protect teams from overspending and maybe collapsing the league, all that. But all of these rules that are made for parity's purpose, I think, damage the league in total. Chicago Fire took the step of going out and reaching out, if he is to be believed, of reaching out to him, securing a deal, negotiating it. Why should New England Revolution have gotten Jermaine Jones? Case in point, Vancouver Whitecaps want to go out and sign Thomas Mueller. What does FC Cincinnati have to do with any of this? The idea of discovery rights is stupid. How you discovered Messi? Good for you.
I agree with you that the discovery rights probably should not exist. And the only reason they do exist is obviously to... It effectively hurts a player's negotiating ability, because now that one team has his discovery rights, that team has to be compensated for by another team, another MLS team, to be able to sign him. So all it does is remove competition within the league, so that teams are not having this bidding war and upping the price for a particular player. So that is in self-interest of the league, and that is why the discovery rights exist, whether you like it or not.
I also don't think it's in the self-interest of the league.
It's in the self-interest of the league to not try to outbid each other. So it's a financial protection for the owners.
But what are you talking about? The player's still going to want to get paid what the player's going to want to get paid. Originally, if you're Tom Bogert, I only legal names here, only government names. Tom Bogert, I think, if I'm not mistaken, was the one who tweeted out that he originally wanted $10 million, right? And then you kind of...
I didn't see that, but okay.
Yeah, Thomas Mueller originally wanted $10 million a year, and everyone's like, relax.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then he was negotiated down to whatever it is. I don't know if we have the official number yet.
What the fee is.
You still have to negotiate that. That's not... You're not outbidding another team. Another team can go and outbid you for this player. If FC Cincinnati wanted, they're going to say, like, all right, we'll give you the $10 million in order for you to play here. If you're another team, let's say New York City, let me play out the example. New York City wanted Thomas Mueller. We'll give you $10 million. You live in a better city. They still have to give the TAM. So they're still losing out on that additional money. They still have to give the TAM rights to get the, I mean, you still have to pay TAM to, quote, trade for the discovery right. So you're still losing money.
Who's losing money?
The team that wants the player more. So in a way, you're still having to outbid the other team. That doesn't make sense.
But you only have to outbid one team.
No, you'd maybe have to outbid multiple teams if multiple teams wanted Thomas Mueller.
Yeah, but not everybody. If 10 teams could afford Thomas Mueller, that doesn't necessarily mean that the salary cap will sort of allow it. Like if the owner has the liquid cash to be able to pay him.
We're talking strictly discovery rights. The discovery rights doesn't stop teams from outbidding each other.
It does, yes, because one team has the discovery rights, and that team could say, I want $1 million in GAM for the discovery rights for Thomas Mueller. And then the other teams are like, oh, wow, that's too much. I don't think we can do that. That's it. So in
essence, they were just outbid.
Who was outbid?
They were negotiated out of the deal. That's literally getting outbid.
So, but the difference is that it puts the onus on the team that has the discovery rights instead of the player. The player should be able to have 10 teams make an offer and they pick where they want to go, as opposed to getting a third party involved. Now FC Cincinnati is like, oh no. They could also just be like, we're not selling the discovery rights. And that's it. And he doesn't go to any team.
You don't think the league would reach out to the team saying it's important for us to have players of this caliber?
Of course they would.
So you are selling this and we're gonna price it at blank. Again, the league getting involved and making the mechanism seem real. Everyone, let's pretend like this is real now. This is dumb. These rules don't do the things.
I don't disagree with you.
No, but even the scenario you painted now, that's more of an issue of a cap. Then the discovery rights have literally done nothing. They did nothing besides give $400,000 more that Vancouver has to pay. It's in the form of GAM, and it's not actual money. But now $400,000 goes to Cincinnati for nothing. Cincinnati did nothing to deserve this. And if Cincinnati wanted Thomas Mueller to say yes, they would have had to pay more than Vancouver. So in essence, you're still outbidding another team. the bid still is driven up.
You are correct. I mean, it's just less people. I don't.
But the cap is the reason why the cap is the reason the other 10 teams can't afford them. It's not the Discoverys. Right. The Discoverys have done nothing besides give one team a little bit more.
They get something out of it instead of nothing.
Just a little bit more bargaining. But then at the end of the day, you really have nothing. Because if a player goes, I don't care that Columbus has it. I don't want to go play in Columbus. Then you have nothing. Then the league's going to like, you're going to get 300 in GAM. Don't worry about it. We'll make it look real.
I agree. I don't think it's a necessary mechanism for the league. But why it exists. And this is why they say it exists.
The World Cup is coming. You and I both dearly love MLS. We want MLS to be a bigger league. If you want players from Europe that are big names, whether you rate Thomas Muller or Jermaine Jones even as a big name or not, it's not the point. If you want players whose namesake or clout is a little bit bigger to come play in this league and add more value to the young players in this league, or add more value to being able to sell tickets, or add more eyes to this league, like a Lionel Messi can do that. Yeah. If you want to do that, we should not be in a world where what mechanism is every team giving part of Messi's money? That's not in the rules. That's another rule that was added. How about we stop adding rules to make people be able to make these deals and remove some of those rules? Allow the teams that are more adventurous. Your Montreal may not. CF Montreal may not go out and sign a big name player. And you shouldn't be punished if you don't want to do that. If you can find a way to win, which they seemingly have in the last few weeks, if you can find a way to win with lesser value players or players that aren't valued as highly, then go for it. But if you are Inter Miami, if you are Vancouver Whitecaps, seemingly, if you're FC Cincinnati, who also made a crazy bid allegedly or supposedly to Weston McKennie, big money. If you have the ambition to go and sign big name players, why is the league putting in rules stopping you from making the league better? It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you're not getting arguments from me. The only devil's advocate, the only argument they would make is just like they don't, you know, whatever. And we've had this conversation a dozen times. They don't want super teams. They want more parity throughout the league. And this is the
Miami is a super team.
This is the way they plan on.
Hold on. Miami is a super team. And what's the value of having Miami as a super team is that when they come to your city, you sell a lot more tickets. Mm. It is a traveling circus. Jorge Mas said it himself. Every game we play is an all-star game. Whether you agree or not, every game they play probably sold not only more tickets, but a higher value than the All-Star game. Everywhere they go, the big bad Inter Miami, they get booed in every other city. Well, I'm sorry, in New York City, everywhere else they get cheered on by kids wearing pink jerseys. But more people show up to go see these teams. If you had two or three super teams in a league, if you had a Barca and a Real Madrid and an Atleti, you'd have more teams showing up, selling more tickets in your city. I don't see the negative in having super teams. And if you are a fan of a team that won't be a super team, you know, Montreal, Dallas, some of these other ones, then it's up to you as a fan to ask more of the owners of your team.
That's fair. I mean, look, I think they should follow what in the steps of NWSL. They got rid of the draft. They got rid of trades without without the approval of the player, things like that. I think that is what we need. And just to be like every other league in the world and just kind of like, let's all be adults. We had Will Kuntz on the show and he kind of shared a lot of this.
All the GM, that GM group chat he talked about is probably blowing up now that they're listening to this.
So look, I mean,
my problem is if you have a group of students in a class and you tell the two smartest kids in that class, hey, don't get everything right on the test because you're going to make the bad ones look bad. That's what MLS is doing. And I think this is stupid.
Okay.
Yeah. And I want better for MLS. I'm a big fan. I'm a season ticket holder now for a decade. Which, again, I got tickets when I was 13 years old.
it was his Christmas gift.
Yeah. I was a young man. I'm just very stressed.
All right. Let us know what you think as far as this. I mean, let's just put the question to everybody. Do you agree with everything Jermaine Jones says and does in his entire life?
Ever.
Yes or no? No. So let us know what you think about
that. What do you think about the hidden loopholes in MLS?
Yeah.
Because these are dumb.
It's getting a little crazy. And just, hearing this, Jermaine Jones saying like let's create a blind draw. I mean, that's It just should never be at that kind of... MLS should never be in that place at all, ever. And
only time in movie or TV you hear "let's make it look" is usually followed by like an accident. You know what I mean? It's not a good sign. It's not a good sign if your dialogue starts off the same way.
Discovery is just, they fell down the stairs.
Hey, you know? Fell out of the back of a bus. Mueller fell out of the back of a truck.
Hey, stop asking questions.
Yeah, right. Easy now.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with a little bit more right after this.
Welcome back to the Cooligans. Let's talk a little bit more about England winning the Women's Euro. It's been amazing. We got a chance to see the parade and the festivities. We learned a little something about Sabrina Wegman, the winning coach for the England national team, the Lionesses. Yo, she got some game, bro. Okay. She tapped in, dude.
It's one of those, I hear my people, but I don't see my people. Because she's apparently a huge fan of Burna Boy.
Burna Boy. And, you know, sometimes people say, like, yo, I'm a fan of blank. Just to, like, I'm just trying to connect with the youth. You know what I mean? I'm trying to connect with the young players on the team. The Chloe Kellys, if you will.
Right.
And, nah, this is for real. Because they surprised Sabrina Wegman with Burna Boy.
Yeah, which is what a nice surprise.
Tell me about it. I was supposed to interview him at the Champions League final, and he did not show up. There was like about eight of us that were going to interview him, and he said, nah, I ain't going. Wow. We should have told him Sabrina Wegman was there, bro.
Serena, not Sabrina.
So I keep saying Sabrina. Serena. Okay. I got the Wegman part right, though. I stopped saying Wegman.
Let's take a look, because the celebrations were really fun. But this is... this is Serena getting surprised. She clearly did not know. Went in for the hug. She's like, I don't care about my husband or family or wife. I don't know why her situation is. She's
my life up. She said,
Burna, I'm ready to risk it all.
Serena, to risk it all.
But she knows the song.
She's like mad at the rest of the white people in the crowd. Like, yo, get up.
She's about to grab the mic from Burna Boy. Be like, yo, this is how it's sung.
Damn. She's like, yo, Burna, you doing the radio edit or are we going all the curses in?
No, man, this is so fun. You don't get to, most managers in football don't really kind of express themselves that much outside of like, you know, kind of being drunk at a parade or whatever. Like they'll drink a little bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the
yeah.
fact that she is this kind of locked into the culture, I'm like, it's hard to just not gain another amount of respect for her.
I can't picture like a Sean Dyche, you know what I mean? Vibing a Burna Boy. Although, you know, he goes to a lot of EDM concerts. Did you know that?
I mean,
he goes to raves.
Not
crazy.
Too shocking. I've also heard Sean Dyche likes his little pub from time to time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Might be. Kid, Serena also probably puts down. She's more of a nightclub fan than a pub fan, though. I'm surprised by this. Again, Burna Boy lived in London for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. I believe it was London, if I'm not mistaken. So he has a strong connection to England. It doesn't seem like everyone else really knows what to do, right? It doesn't seem like everyone is hip.
But look at...
But Serena got the moves, though.
She's the hips, the knees.
Yeah.
She's doing it all.
This ain't her first rodeo.
Okay. I love this. I mean, this is... Now, you got to return the favor.
Right.
Because next Burna Boy concert... If you ain't bringing Serena Wegman to you know, for the feature,
if she ain't popping out, special guest,
you missing out, bro. Because you know how Jay-Z showed up at the Beyonce Atlanta night two? This, you get Serena
bro,
out here.
You know how Drake is in London right now and he's bringing out all of his favorite London rappers? He might be like, yo, how do I get back into, you know, how do I get back into the culture?
The good graces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, you know I kind of lost touch with a little bit with the Kendrick. This might be the way you do it in England, bro. You bring Serena Wegman out. She comes out.
This is great, man.
I don't think I'm the person to say this. Again, you know, Latino, I'm not the guy. But, yo, I feel like Serena could get cornrows and get away with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's something where at the very least, there's gonna be some people being nah, she's cool.
Yeah. I feel like some be like, people, yo, who told you? And someone else be like, nah, you haven't seen a clip. You
Hold on. Yeah. I understand why you would react that way right now. But
everyone who mad, get around my phone real quick. I need to show you this off a Sky Sports tweet. And I know that sounds crazy, you know, but just trust me when I tell you this.
A lot of people were upset that England won the Euros, back to back. They didn't want them to win because, a lot of Americans that
will Spain
be hated.
Bringing out, though, if they win? Probably one of those people who, you know, the guitars that look like teardrops. You know what I'm talking about?
Like those flamenco guitars.
Yeah,
type
bro.
Yeah.
Dusty, bro. You ain't bringing out Burna Boy. You ain't bringing out like a J Balvin. If y'all win.
Maybe Rosalia.
But the old school Rosalia, the flamenco one.
So I don't know.
Before she started doing our people's music.
She got a couple decent tracks. Yeah. What are you going to do? But yeah, this is this is one of the moments where I'm like, you know what? I'm okay. I'm okay with England winning the Euros because we got to have this moment.
Yeah. But once again, the women's game brings the vibes. Thomas Tuchel ain't bringing out Nems. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
You don't think Thomas Tuchel's bringing out AJ Tracy?
Nah, bro.
He don't got that.
He don't know the vibes, bro. Thomas Tuchel's not gonna be like, ladies and gentlemen, Santan Dave.
My man. Just Tuchel collapsing to his knees when he sees Giggs.
Yeah. He's like,
I can't believe you got him.
Thomas Tuchel rips his shirt up. He's got a Central Cee tattoo on his chest. It's not happening, bro.
My man pops out of the Sprinter van, bro. Yeah. I love it.
How many gals in there? Damn.
So shout out to the Euro, the England women's team. Yeah, man.
The Lionesses.
Always dope. So shouts to them. All right. Let's wrap up today. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode. A reminder, Sunday, 10 a.m. In Atlanta. Hudson Grill, come through. Everton fans, every Everton fan, you know, let them know. It's going to be a dope brunch. A lovely morning pre-match. Obviously, they're going to be playing Manchester United. So even if you're a United fan, come on, say hello.
Right? Yeah. And look, it's $10, but you get a free drink.
You get a free drink, and you get an opportunity to win some prizes at the event as well.
Legends, also some Everton legends are going to be there.
Yeah, but you know how it is. So make sure you come through if you're in Atlanta and catching the last match day for the Premier League Summer Series. All right. Make sure you follow us everywhere at Soccer Cooligans. Follow us on Blue Sky. Follow us on Instagram. Hit like, hit subscribe on this video if you have not yet. And we'll see you on Monday. Monday we have a special episode because we're going to be flying back from Atlanta. So we have Andres Cantor on Monday. So be on the lookout for that. The legendary announcer, the dad of Alexis's co-worker.
Oh no, of me. Trust me. Just listen to the show.
He's like,
I got one, guys.
Alexis brought adoption papers. So
Prove it's real.
Sign it. You don't love me. Okay. No pressure.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then on Monday. So make sure you go check out that interview with Anders Cantor coming next week. All right, everybody. Take care.
Love you.